It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to visit with Alan Wolfkuhl. He is a pork producer from eastern Iowa. He sits on the National Pork Board. Recently, he traveled to Europe to understand how African swine fever has affected pork production on that continent. Tell us a little bit about the mission. What were you able to learn and understand about how ASF has been dealt with in Europe?
Yeah, so to start out, communications is huge, and that's why we're doing what we are today. We're talking about it, right? So ASF is a disease that affects pigs with very high mortality, and it's a foreign animal disease. So if it came into the United States, we'd lose our export markets, at least short term, until we could get it under control. Having the same message come from government officials, from the media, from the ag, our friends in the ag community, everybody needs to tell the same story. We saw a very bad example of that in Germany, where the media immediately called it the African swine plague. And if you know the history of Germany, the Black Plague at one time in history killed 30% of their population. So it crashed their domestic pork market overnight when the media did that. And the packers, the processors, did not want to buy pigs from anybody in the control area. A control area is a few miles around where they found an infected pig. And so those farmers were in a bad situation. And the other thing they told us is, do not let environmentalists and animal welfare groups get involved with your foreign animal disease plan, because the environmentalists wouldn't allow them to eradicate the wild pigs, is where they found the disease. And the animal welfareists wouldn't allow them to euthanize the domestic pigs. And so it was a battle there. They did not have good government support. So the lesson that we all have to learn is we need the government involved in this, and to help us control it, to help us send out the right message, and to let producers know that the government will help indemnify you if you are forced to euthanize the pigs. Because if it gets in the U.S., we have to find it quickly, we have to trace where it came from, we have to trace where it went, and we have to stamp it out quickly.
Did you learn anything about movement, you know, in trying to contain it, like what you were describing there?
Yeah, so the best example of what we call regionalization was Poland. Poland has lived with African swine fever for quite a few years, but yet they've been able to keep some of their export markets open. And the way they've been able to do that is very precise, accurate movement records. They're required to have movement records. They actually have federal veterinarians that come into the farms and make sure you are complying. They actually count your pigs twice a year to make sure your production and your movement records comply. And if you're not complying, then you cannot sell pigs to the backers. So you have to have very precise movement records and premise ID information. And that's the things we're working on at the National Pork Board with AgView and with the U.S. SHIP program, the U.S. Swine Health Improvement Plan, is to try to get what we need to give export customers the confidence that if we do get ASF in the U.S., that we will be able to tell you exactly where the pork comes from that you're buying and selling to your customers.
So connect this mission trip to what's going on here in the United States. You kind of alluded to it. How are you going to take what you learned in Europe? How is that going to help America's pork producers?
One clear message is if ASF gets into the wild pig population into the U.S., it'll be very, very difficult to eliminate it. I don't think a lot of pork producers know this, but 40% of the land in the U.S. has wild pigs on it. And so what they see in Europe is it slowly moves across the country. Their estimate is maybe 2 to 3 miles a year in the wild pig population. But when you see it jump 100 miles or 500 miles, or like it did across the ocean in the Dominican Republic, the wild pigs aren't the problem. Humans are the problem. When they traced it into the Dominican Republic, they traced it to the garbage dumps where the ships were throwing the garbage off the ships and the pigs got into the garbage. And then the other message is once it's into your wild pigs, eventually it's going to get into a domestic herd. It's going to get in nose-to-nose in a curtain barn or through a fence on an outdoor production site. But eventually, if it gets in your wild pigs, it's going to make it into the domestic herds. And that's what we're really concerned about. So we have to be very vigilant. And National Pork Board is working with National Pork Producers Council. And we are testing if we find dead wild boars in the southern U.S. for ASF. and it's something we need to do, so we're ready.
Alan Wolfkuhl, a member of the National Pork Board, a pork producer from eastern Iowa. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, call their home office in Lincoln, 888-627-7675, and check out their website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.